Usually we say something about the parsha related to Melav Malkam. It's a shin of a Rav's yahrzeit tonight. Actually, it happens to me, there's a lot of chashav yahrzeits this coming week. Every week is chashav, but a lot of tzaddikim and nifter. But, for example, it's Rav Nosson Breslover's yahrzeit this coming week, also Rav Tevis, the Ishbitzer's yahrzeit this week, or Pnei Moshe. Tonight is a shin of a Rav. So the Shin of a Rav, he said a lot of different inyanim about Malav Malka. In fact, it's interesting, he was makbid very much in Malav Malka. But they say that his Shalashidish would go so late into the night that many times they didn't see him do Malav Malka, but they had a hunch that he would ask for like some Michael to eat towards the end of the Shalashidish. So they had a hunch that that's how he was being Mekayim Malav Malka, like in the middle of the Shal Shudis, because the Shal Shudis is running so late. A tzaddik can have ways of being Mekayim different in Yonim. For example, my Rebbe, he once told us that the Jikavar of the Blazer Jikavar, that towards the end of his life he didn't go to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos. And when he would put on his cloak on Erev Shabbos, when he would put on his shirt on Erev Shabbos, that was going to the mikvah. That was his mikvah. And his sons would have a rotation. Who would give him his cloak? Who would give him his shirt to put on Erev Shabbos? Because they knew it was a big thing. When he put on his shirt, he would have his spacious gashmias. Then he was like already in Shabbos. So they have a rotation. Who would give him his shirt? The Rebbe puts it, by that age, he was already higher than mikvah. That's what he says. So higher than mikvah at that age. So tzaddikim had many ways how they were mekayim different in yonim. Even though they didn't actually do the inyonim, but they had ways of being mekayim. So, for example, the Shin of a Rav is the one who taught us that the reason why we say Askinu three times, which is unusual, we don't say Askinu three times by the other Sudas of Shabbos, but the Shin of a Rav taught us that we say it three times because Malav Malka is a Derabbanan. And since the Gemara tells us that all things which are Derabbanan need Chizuk, so since Chazak is created by three times, in order to be Machazik the Inyan of Malav Malka, so we do Askinu Sudasa, we say it three times. He told over the Maisa, in stressing the Indian of Malav Malka, there was once a Yid who was captured by a certain Ganav. And he abducted him, Mamish, to his home, and he tied him up. And he said that he was going to kill him Motzei Shabbos. He wanted to kill him on the spot. So he says, listen, it's Shabbos today, at least let me just be able to keep Shabbos, you know. Don't take me out right away. So he says, fine. So he ties him up, and he says, I'll kill you after Shabbos. So he says, listen, if I'm going to be here, you know, over Shabbos, can I have something to eat at least? So he provided him for three meals. He provided him, you know, for Friday night, for Shabbos day, and for Shal Shudas. And each time he would give him some of the bread, some bread to eat for the Sudas, he would take some of the bread, and he would throw it to the dog. It was a dog which the owner had, the Ganav had. He would throw some of the bread to the dog. He would feed some of the dog a little bit. So it came now Motzei Shabbos, and he said he was going to kill him now. He was going to let the dog loose and like go eat him up. So he said, can I at least be Mekayim Malav Malka? Okay, fine, Malav Malka. So give him some more bread, and throw some to the dog. So as soon as the owner, as the Ganav, he says, okay, your time is up. He takes off the leash of the dog, and the dog goes and attacks the owner. And he kills the owner instead of the guy. Not only that, he says that he took the Yid on his back, and he carried him, showed him the way home, and he put him on the road, and he was able to... So the Shin of a Rav said that, although it seems like it was in the schus of all the Sudas of Shabbos, it was in the schus of Malav Malka that he was saved. So he used to say that story in order to stress that, not like, you know, if, it doesn't just mean to say that if you get abducted, Chas V'Shalom, then, you know, if they have a dog, you'll be able to be saved. It means to say that, Min HaShemayim, it was Poyal Yeshu for him, that since he was Makbid to be Mekayim Malav Malka, even in such circumstances, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him Hatzalah. That's what the Shin of a Rav used to say. He used to say about one of the Nigunim which we sang, Chadish Sesayni. He used to say that singing that Zimun on Malav Malka is Mesugo for Parnasa. He used to say that. And he also commented about what we say about Ish Chassid. Before we say what he said about Ish Chassid, just to highlight the importance of saying the Ish Chassid, it sounds like it's just some part of a story. But it's brought down about this Zemer, that the Svarim say that in general, Malav Malka is Mesugel for Tikkun of Pagam Bris, And the Sfarim say bris, especially tevos, yizaher tamed b'se'uda revis. So quotes here from a sefer Gan Hadassim that once from Moshe from Shavarsk was walking at night, and a certain man came and approached him, and he was wearing a long coat. And Rabbi Moshe from Shavarsk, oh, this is your set this week, the Orpne Moshe. So he asked him, who are you? He saw he had a chosh of a tzura. So he says, I'm the one who composed the zemer Ish Chassid Haya. So the Heilige Rav asked him, what are you doing? Why are you coming to me? So he said to him, I came coming to ask you why you don't say my zemer on Moshe Shabbos. So he said to him, Mabakach, why should I say your zemer? So he says, I'll tell you why. Because my zemer is mesugel that if somebody is pagan pagam bris chas v'shalom, it's mesugel for a tigun for that, and it's also mesugel for banei chayim zayne. And he says, I'll bring you a raya, because when I wrote this pizmon, I made many ramazim to this. Because he said that the Rashi Tevos of chaye banei im zayne is chas beis vav. It's a shame kadosh. It's one of the 72 names of Hashem. And the Ari HaKadosh tells us that to be machavin that in the bracha of Tekabesh Shofar Gadol. He says, V'sanis Tekabesh Gadol Yosinu V'kapsenu Yachad V'chas of Yachad Me'arba the base of Me'arba Kanfois, and the vav of the word Kanfois. Then you're going to say, usually we don't darshan the middle letters of things. Usually Rosh Tev, Sefer Tevas. My Rebbe always says, the Arizal had a license to do whatever he wanted. Because he didn't say Ramazan. He had Giluyim from Shemaim. So he tried to find ways to bring things down. So he saw that in here, this would be a good place to stick it in. Or they were just begaladish, the remez. I mean, in Shemaim, they darshan everything, right? Just that we try to darshan Torah milamata lamala, so we find only Rosh Tevas, so we're limited in what we can do. But the Rebbe Kaddish can do whatever he wants. So he was able to magal, even in the Emsai Tevos, this Ramez of Ches Beis Vav. So he says, from Meshim Pshavarsk, he says, Ches Beis Vav is Rashi Tevos Chai Banim Zainai. And this shame is Mesugu for Tikkun Pagam Bris, there he says, and also bringing all the Jewish people back together to bring them to Eretz Yisrael. So he says, look how many times I write this Ches Beis Vav in Ish Chassid Haya. He says, we say, V'gam Bebanim Chamisha, that's Rashi Tevos Ches Beis Vav. It's also Chanun V'rachum B'mroimav, Chachmaso B'kirboi V'hechzik, Chafsheni B'vadai U'beveira. Four times he said, I put in here this shame of Ches Beis Vav. So after this, the Or Pnei Moshe, he says he was makbit to say this kapitel, and he would tell other peoples as well to say the kapitel, to sing Ish Chassid. Maybe because it connects to the bracha and the kapashay for the Arba Kanfei Sa'aretz. You have to bring it from four corners, so it's brought down as four. So the Shin of Arav said about why we say this, why we sing the song about Eliyahu Navi, Maitse Shabbos, that's the connection, Eliyahu Navi, a story about him. So there's many things we could say about Eliyahu Navi. So he said the reason why we choose this, is because we learn out from here the Mesiras Nefesh that Eliyahu Navi had, that he was willing to sell himself to a guy, all to be able to help a chassid Talmud Chacham Yorei Shamayim. And how much it's appropriate for a yid to be meiser nefesh, to help the chassidim and the Talmud Chacham Yorei Shamayim in Klal Yisrael. That's how much Eliyahu Navi, if you take a look at Tanna Dvei Eliyahu, he writes many beautiful lashonos about how much and how important it is to love Talmud Chachamim. He says, Eliyahu Navi writes in Tanna Dvei Eliyahu, I didn't bring it. Now remember, he says that Hashem loves Tamei all Yidden, he loves all of his creations, but he loves Tamei Nechacham B'yoyser. He has a special affection for the middle. So he says there, just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu does, it's incumbent upon every Jew that he shall love Tamei Nechachamim B'yeser Se'eis amongst the Jewish people. That's what he said. There's another Maisim with the Shin of Arav, that there was a certain chassid, his name was Moshe Kanner. And so Moshe Kanner, that he was due to appear in court for a certain crime that he was committed that he really didn't do, and he wanted to go get the bracha from the Shin of a Rav that he should be yotzei zakai from the din, but he was afraid to go himself because he didn't want people suspecting that he actually did something wrong. So he sent the Rav from Bikovesk, a certain city, that he should go on his behalf to the Shin of a Rav to ask him for a bracha for Yeshua. So when he came to the Shin of a Rav, he told him, Go tell Rav Moshe that I'll be poil Yeshua for him, But on the condition that whatever I tell him to do afterwards, he has to be mekayemet. So he goes back to Moshe Kanner and he says, okay, listen, am I not going to refuse this offer? I'll do it. He didn't know exactly what the Rav was going to tell him to do. So he has a big yeshua and he appears before the Rav. So he doesn't know whether the Rav is going to tell him to give him a big amount of tzedakah or to do some big mysterious nefesh or something. So the shin of a Rav told him, he said, all I ask of you is that you should wash your hands from Rav Malka every Motzei Shabbos. He used to say that it's an ace rotzen to be poil yeshuas. So we'll just conclude with this, that the shin of a Rav, when he was a young child. So one time, it was, I think, Simchas Torah was in Shabbos, and they were passing through the aisles with the Sefer Torah. So the person holding the Sefer Torah bent down so that the child should kiss the Torah. So the shin of a Rav says, I don't want to kiss it. It's a child. So he said, why not? He said, because I don't love the Torah, why should I kiss it? So his father was a Divya Chaim from Tzan, so they go over to his father, tell him the story, your son is such a chutzpah, yeah, doesn't want to kiss the Torah, he says he doesn't even love the Torah. So he comes over to the Divya Chaim, he says, tell him what his son said. So he says, he says, you know why? He's an emistika yid, he doesn't think that he really loves the Torah, so he doesn't kiss it. So now I see that there's good promise for him, that he's going to be one day a really emistika yid. So it turns out that when they were mishabeach him very much, that he was... It says that he said about himself that every Jew has an ois in the Torah. The ois that I have in the Torah is the letter Vav for Vayehi ben Soha Arai. That's my Vav. Because it was my way when I was alive, he said it before he died, it was my way during my lifetime that I would travel a lot to Tzadikim. That's called Vayehi ben Soha Arai, that the Aron travels, that the Tzadik travels. So since I traveled a lot in my lifetime to receive from the Tzadikim of the generation, so I'm the letter Vav. So the Tzaddikim said about him on this Vav, he said that the Zohar says that the Vav is the Ois Emes. So that's appropriate for him that he should be the letter Vav, since his whole Midah was the Midah of Emes. He was very Emesic. He would make machlekes with his father. He had big machlekes with his father. But the Divya Chaim was meichel on him, because he did everything l'shem Shemaim, and they saw things differently, but he respected him tremendously. So Schus Yogan Aleinu, we should be in the Schus of the Tzaddik, we should take from these words, but at least we can at least walk away with a certain sense of appreciation. And in coming together from Alav Malka, that understanding more as we go through this together, Baruch Hashem, that we understand the Inyanim more, we understand the Segula a bit more, and how the Tzaddikim were so makbid to do it, and all the brachas associated with it, we should all be zeicha for the coming week to all those brachas for us from Gans Klai Yisrael.